The first census carried out by the state will become available online next year. Arts and Media Minister Patrick O'Donovan told this morning's cabinet meeting that the project to put the 1926 census online had been given €5 million in funding and included 700,000 individual return sheets. Orla McBride is the director of the National Archives. They've been doing the work on this and she joins us on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
Take us back to 1926 and the early years of the state. How many people lived in the state at that time?
So 2.9 million people lived in Ireland on the 18th of April, 1926. 49% of them were women, 51% of them were male. And what we see, Rachel, which is interesting, the last census was 1911. And in the intervening 15 years, we can see a drop in the population of Ireland. So there's a drop to about 5.3%. The decline is most marked in Connacht and in Ulster, and there's less of a reduction in Leinster. So that really speaks to people leaving rural communities in those intervening years and moving to the cities. Dublin really didn't record any drop. There's actually an increase of about 6% in the Dublin population. The interesting thing in relation to this census is we can see that there's an increase in the Catholic population in Ireland in 1926. So it's gone from 89.6% in 1911 to 92.6% in 1926. And that really does speak to partition, because we can see a drop in the number of the Protestant population in the 26 counties in 1926 compared to 1911. So that would really speak to the impact of partition on this new state that was emerging post independence.
So as of April next year then, what will people be able to look at?
So people will be able to go online on the National Archives website, and they will be able to look up their ancestors, look up their grandmother, their grandfather. They'll be able to look at, we will have interactive maps, we'll have tables, etc. So people will not only be able to use the National Archives website to look at genealogical searches, but actually they'll be able to understand more of what Ireland looked like in 1926 in terms of, you know, rural communities, in terms of occupations. And so there are some features of the 1926 census that are different to previous censuses. So for example, employers, so people name their employer. So that's really interesting from a social history perspective, particularly when we speak to cities where we had different types of industry, etc. Also, this is the first census that people could fill it in Irish. So again, we can see, and the one thing that we're gathering as we're working through and reading all of the census returns is that sense of national pride associated with the 1926 census. So some of the census returns were stamped with a slogan, "Make our first census a success," but also people filled them in Irish. And that was a really important moment in terms of the foundation of the state and Irish as being the official language.
All right. I know so many people are really looking forward to this, myself included. Thanks a million for joining us this afternoon. Orla McBride there, who's the director of the National Archives.